You are going to listen to a conversation between Janet and her friend. Janet is telling her friend about her holiday. As you listen, write down brief notes in the box below about her holiday.
Hello, Janet. I'm glad to see you back. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, it wasn't bad.
What did you do? Tell me all about it.
All right, if you're really that interested. We arrived at our hotel at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and didn't really do anything much until the next morning when my father hired a small family car and we all went to Safari Park, which is not far from London. It was a very interesting park full of lovely wild animals. We motored through the monkeys' compound first and that was an experience. They climbed all over our car and we had a wonderful view of the monkeys. Then we continued into the lions' compartment and we had to lock ourselves in because the lions could come very close.
Yeah, it must have been terrifying. Did they come to you?
Oh no, we saw them sleeping under trees, quite far away from us. We were unlucky and didn't see them clearly. Anyway, we had a good time there.
Oh, it sounds interesting. It's the kind of park I like.
On Monday, we all went off to Oxford and spent a whole day there. On the way to Oxford, we stopped at Stonehenge.
Stonehenge? It reminds me of my own experience when I was a student at Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be rather a romantic thing to do a drive off in the early hours of the morning and watch the sun rise behind the stone, so...
That was a good idea. Did you do it?
Yes. I went there with some of my classmates. When we got there, it was still dark. It was very cold and wet. We stayed in the car and waited for the sun to come up.
Well, did you see it?
No. When it began to get a little bit light, we couldn't see anything at all because there was so much fog around.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. But it was a beautiful day when we got there. We took lots of photographs there.
You were lucky. Well, did you do any sightseeing in London?
Yes. The next 2 days we stayed in London. On Tuesday we joined a sightseeing tour run by London Regional Transport, an excellent introduction to all London's principal sights. We visited Trafalgar Square, Westminster Abbey, the Houses of Parliament, and about 11:30 we were at Buckingham Palace and saw the changing of the guard there.
Yes, the changing of the guard always takes place at 11:30 at Buckingham Palace from May to July every day. During winter, it's on alternate days.
We also went to Tower Bridge and the Tower of London. Anyway, we were pretty tired, so we went to bed very early. The next day we went to Greenwich by boat from Westminster Pier.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. A unique way of seeing some of London's most famous landmarks is to take a trip on one of the passenger boats which follows the River Thames through the heart of London.
Yes, that's my favourite part of a holiday, just relaxing. And the day after that, we went shopping for presents and souvenirs. I brought some really lovely things back. You should see some of them. And then in the evening, we went to the cinema and saw a really great film.
What was it?
It was called Star Wars. It was really exciting. You'll have to go and see it.
Oh yes, I've heard it's good. I should go. Well, I'm thinking of going to London for my next holiday, actually.
Oh, you should. And then the last day, Friday, unfortunately it rained all day, so we stayed in the hotel. But we had quite a good time playing table tennis. Then the next morning, we got up pretty early and left the hotel at 10 to give us plenty of time to get back.
Yeah, it's a long journey. You must have been tired.
Yes, we were. But then we had Sunday to recover before I started work again.
Hello, Janet. I'm glad to see you back. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, it wasn't bad.
What did you do? Tell me all about it.
All right, if you're really that interested. We arrived at our hotel at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and didn't really do anything much until the next morning when my father hired a small family car and we all went to Safari Park, which is not far from London. It was a very interesting park, full of lovely wild animals. We motored through the monkeys' compound first, and that was an experience. They climbed all over our car, and we had a wonderful view of the monkeys. Then we continued into the lions' compartment, and we had to lock ourselves in, because the lions could come very close.
Yeah, it must have been terrifying. Did they come to you?
Oh no, we saw them sleeping under trees, quite far away from us. We were unlucky, and didn't see them clearly. Anyway, we had a good time there.
Oh, it sounds interesting. It's the kind of park I like.
On Monday, we all went off to Oxford and spent a whole day there. On the way to Oxford, we stopped at Stonehenge.
Stonehenge? It reminds me of my own experience when I was a student at Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be rather a romantic thing to do a drive off in the early hours of the morning and watch the sun rise behind the stone, so...
That was a good idea. Did you do it?
Yes, I went there with some of my classmates. When we got there, it was still dark. It was very cold and wet. We stayed in the car and waited for the sun to come up.
Well, did you see it?
No. When it began to get a little bit light, we couldn't see anything at all because there was so much fog around.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. But it was a beautiful day when we got there. We took lots of photographs there.
You were lucky. Well, did you do any sightseeing in London?
Yes. The next 2 days we stayed in London. On Tuesday we joined a sightseeing tour run by London Regional Transport, an excellent introduction to all London's principal sights. We visited Trafalgar Square, Westminster Abbey, the Houses of Parliament, and about 11:30 we were at Buckingham Palace and saw the changing of the guard there.
Yes, the changing of the guard always takes place at 11:30 at Buckingham Palace. From May to July every day. During winter, it's on alternate days.
We also went to Tower Bridge and the Tower of London. Anyway, we were pretty tired, so we went to bed very early. The next day, we went to Greenwich by boat from Westminster Pier.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. A unique way of seeing some of London's most famous landmarks is to take a trip on one of the passenger boats, which follows the River Thames through the heart of London.
Yes, that's my favourite part of a holiday. Just relaxing. And the day after that, we went shopping for presents and souvenirs. I brought some really lovely things back. You should see some of them. And then in the evening, we went to the cinema and saw a really great film.
What was it?
It was called Star Wars. It was really exciting. You'll have to go and see it.
Oh yes, I've heard it's good. I should go. Well, I'm thinking of going to London for my next holiday, actually.
Oh, you should. And then the last day, Friday, unfortunately it rained all day, so we stayed in the hotel. But we had quite a good time playing table tennis. Then the next morning, we got up pretty early and left the hotel at 10 to give us plenty of time to get back.
Yeah, it's a long journey. You must have been tired.
Yes, we were. But then we had Sunday to recover before I started work again.
You'll have 30 seconds to check your answers.